Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
So I didn't used to do this. Like, I sold Jif peanut butter, right? Yeah, yeah. There's a reason why we're doing this special in Lexington, Kentucky. Jif is made here. Yeah. Jif is the best peanut butter, okay? It's the best peanut butter. Our motto was, choosy moms, choose Jif. Choosy moms, not all moms, okay? Let's say maybe your mom who drinks in the afternoon and goes to the casino and forgets to pick up your kids from school. If that's the case, by all means, buy Peter Pan, okay? That's a better product for you, all right? Like, Peter Pan, come on, their mascot is a boy who refused to grow up. Maybe he couldn't grow up because he was malnourished. Because he was eating that garbage peanut butter named after a cartoon character. Peter Pan can fly because he has hollow bones. There's no nutrients in Peter.
April 2nd, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin. It's going to be a little bit warmer today, thank God.
Yes.
63 is the high, so still not hot, but it's better than yesterday. Man, yesterday's weather was miserable. I hit a breaking point yesterday.
Really?
Yes. And I usually don't mind the winter weather out here in Sacramento, but yesterday I was old man outside yelling at the clouds.
Uh-oh.
I was just enough is enough. We get it. We see you, winter.
Okay.
Now get out of the way. Let us have some fun.
I mean, it still seems a little early.
Want to open the windows? I wanna. Those.
Yeah, but it was raining so hard and that's so fun.
Yeah, but yeah. Haven't we had enough of the hard rain?
Yeah, I think we had. We're getting to. I feel like there's gonna be floods now because it rains so much.
I don't think it's gonna be that. I am very nervous about this summer.
Why?
I am already at a point where, even inside the house, I have to wear just like pajama pants and a sports bra. And I have to take my shirt off because I am so hot all the time.
Right.
I can't even imagine what this summer is going to be like.
You, for anybody who is not following along at home, Katie is definitely not going through the change.
Okay. It's just perimenopause.
It's
so
not
far.
The pre-change.
It is the pre-change.
We can say that. This is the pre-change.
I think we could probably say it.
All right. We're at the pre-change phase, guys, and it's making Katie toasty.
Whew. I will start with like just like a sweatshirt with the, you know, where the shoulders out, real flash dance.
Mm-hmm.
Got my sweats on within 30 minutes. Ugh. Sweatshirt's off.
How you feeling right now?
Great.
Right now, this temperature's good?
This is good. Oh. Now, it is a little too warm for me to put my blanket on my lap, which I do prefer to do. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Okay. But right now I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what temperature are we at right now, Kevin?
We are at 71.
Okay.
It is too cold for me right now.
That's too cold?
Well, okay. So I think we did establish Kevin sits in like the Bermuda Triangle of the vents.
Yeah, there's three right above his head.
And
three.
They
boom, I mean, boom, boom.
Oh.
And so I think that's why you are colder than Gavin and I most of the time.
Well, do we want to switch spots?
Sure, you come over here and run this.
No, I with Katie, I don't want to be over there. It's cold over there. You get a vent right next to you.
I wonder what it would be like to sit over there.
You will not feel menopause. Okay. You will feel great. You'll have frequent air, I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
And more. Look, I got more elbow room than
That's
your
true.
Wall over
you,
there.
You do have a lot more space
we
than
should
I do.
Switch.
It would be really weird for you two to switch.
Should we do it for a day?
For a whole day?
Maybe not for a whole day.
Oh.
I want to see how constricted you are over there. I feel like I
got to tell you, it's pretty. So for those people that don't know, our studio is set up in a way and we sit in a way so that we are sort of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the counter and everything is up against one wall. I happen to be the one that sits closest. My mic is closest to the wall. So I have very little wiggle room over here.
And no air, apparently.
But no air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. You're the furthest away from an air vent. As I'm looking in the studio, you're the furthest away.
Yeah. If we switch spots, I would miss having the window right behind me.
You like that?
I do.
All right.
Oh.
Well, do you feel like the window's right behind you?
I mean, I don't like people looking at me. That's probably why. And I like the fastest exit. So
why did you guys? Is that why you guys picked your spots when we first moved in here?
I usually like to be near the exit.
Right.
Just in case
something happens. I generally like to be tucked into something, but they made it even tighter because I kept hitting my chair against the wall.
Yeah.
So they put in like a barrier at the bottom so I can't get my chair close enough.
Because your chair was scraping up against the wall, causing damage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to be near the exit for, Kevin?
Emergencies, fire, assault.
Oh, okay. Assault.
Yeah.
Like if the Yakuza kicks in the door?
You never know.
All right.
Down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Trapped.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Restaurants by the exit, too.
Maybe one day the two of you will switch.
Okay.
And we'll see how much it throws everything off. Or maybe it doesn't. And maybe you two thrive.
Maybe it feels great.
Yeah.
It'll be like a Freaky Friday type of
situation. And at the very end of it, you two need to run into each other to try to figure it out.
Okay, so there is one other reason I couldn't switch. And that is because sometimes I like to take a little studio nap.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about that.
Nobody's listening right now.
Oh, boy.
And if we're just playing music, we've got a little time. I like to climb under the desk and put a blanket down.
She makes a whole fort.
I steal a pillow from the front of the building and then I put a blanket over me and I just take like a little snooze.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to do that because see where I am here, I pull the chairs in. Nobody can see me.
Why don't you just go under me or would that be weird?
I'm not going to lay under you.
Close your eyes. You won't see anything.
No, she's not worried about seeing stuff. It's just the proximity. I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
Fine.
So one day we're going to Freaky Friday you two.
Okay.
We'll do it on a Friday.
I love that.
Okay.
And then we'll just see. And we'll give everybody updates as to what we're doing and why we're doing it. Does everybody feel okay? Does anybody sound weird?
Okay.
You know, because in a normal radio station, the microphones are each adjusted
specifically
for that person. That was never done here.
Oh, that wasn't?
No.
Okay.
And there are no plans to ever do that here.
I mean, do we need to?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never liked the way we sound coming through speakers.
I gotta tell you, that's not the mics.
No.
Boy.
That's our voices.
No, it's partially the mics.
Okay.
It is partially the mics. But regardless, though, one day, we'll Freaky Friday.
Okay.
Katie and Kevin.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
You call 916-909. I can hear you sigh. 1065. And that's the phone number to call Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. 916-909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name. We tell you which one's better and why. We're going to get right down to it, and we're going to talk to Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Gavin. Good morning, Katie. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right. So, as established, you are a fun girl.
Right.
Okay.
You can tell us that off the
air. Number one fun girl.
Number one fun girl. And what is Ashley's maiden name?
Wood.
Ashley Wood.
Okay.
There's a lot that can be said and done.
Yeah, but Ashley Wood, you know what? She is a good time
that's
girl.
That's a good girl. And she's a first and last name girl.
Yes.
And what did you become?
Oh, no, did I lose you?
Hello? Did we lose you?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm on the way to work, but I'm here.
Okay. You should turn the radio off. It's really throwing you off. What is your married name?
Shoffert?
I mean, that's a big step down from Wood.
Yeah.
Shoffert sounds like you run a jelly company.
It's Shoffert Farms. Shoffert.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
You also make the little crackers that go with the jelly.
Right. Yeah, that is.
That's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade, fun girl.
It's definitely not a fun girl name.
Definitely not.
Ashley Shoffert.
I never had fun with Ashley Shoffert.
She sounds mean.
There's Ashley W. There's Ashley S. I like Ashley W.
Ashley, thank you so much for calling. Now let's talk to Estella. Estella.
Close enough. It's Isella.
Okay. Isella, you are engaged. You are not married. That's great news. There's still time for this. Okay. What is your current last name?
Viorta.
With a V as in Victor?
D as in dog.
Oh.
Viorta.
That actually changes a lot.
Isella Diorta.
Diorta sounds like a part of the body that could get cancer.
Yeah, it does. Ask
like a weird.
Or it's the drug that helps you when you have shingles or something.
Right.
Ask your doctor about Diorta today.
Diorta is actually Delexa Teteris Tetero.
Right. Okay, what could your married name be?
Mian.
Say it one more time.
Mian. It's like Milan, but with two L's.
Isella Mian. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Victoria's Secret Angel.
Totally. With a fragrance that comes along with it.
Wow. Isella Mian.
Isella Mian.
And it also sounds like the name of a mega yacht.
You know, like, Isella Mayon is your brand. It's just your name. And then for some reason, it just says Paris under it.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your wedding, though. That's going to be the Mian wedding. Oh, Mian.
Mian.
Oh, I'm getting hot. Let's talk to Michaela. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Hernandez.
Okay. All right. No, that doesn't do much for me.
No.
Yeah. All right. And what is your married name?
My married name is Garbanzo.
Oh, I love the name Garbanzo because it can be like a fun goofball name.
Is this for real?
Why?
Well, first of all, she sounds like she's 11 years old. So, Michaela, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an adult?
Yeah.
You are a full adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you saying it like this?
Because I can't be the only one thinking.
I've heard people who sound like Michaela.
A person that sounds this young and says their last name is Garbanzo?
Kevin, what are you...
I'm shocked. What? Said that. Why would you say that? My voice is just as high.
Am I crazy?
Well, a little bit.
For a girl, I don't think it's... For you, it's... You know, you don't want to sound like a little girl, but... Wow. But for...
Okay, I just want us all to get our head around. She just told us her name is Michaela Garbanzo.
Right. I like that name. I think Michaela Garbanzo is a great name. It's a great grown-up, big girl name. I don't know, Michaela, why Katie has such a problem with that. You've got a cute little girl voice with a great big, strong big girl name.
Michaela, I'm very sorry to offend you and your mom. Is she in the car?
It's okay.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling. I apologize. You can send all your emails to katie@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Ah, boy, oh boy. Listen, we all want washboard abs. But discipline and a regimen of a good, healthy, clean food and diet seems awful.
Boring.
So luckily, we've got Kevin here, the king of the shortcuts. He is going to tell us how we can achieve washboard abs without any of the silly nuance. And the good news is this comes from his algorithm, which, as we've discussed on the show before, is
a bunch of sexy workout men.
It seems like the algorithm is aggressively trying to groom you.
What did you? It's like, you're not gay, but we're gonna try to get you there.
What did you see on social media?
Well, I saw men guashaing their washboard abs and made it more like formed.
Now, okay. What is guasha again?
It's where you push your lymph nodes or whatever to make fat move and stuff.
It's lymphatic drainage.
Okay, same.
So you have to open up your lymphatic, your parts of your lymph system, depending on what body part you want to work on. And then you use a gua sha, which is usually it's metal. Sometimes it's wooden. And then you push excess fluid into your lymph system, which puts it into your body. Then you pee it out.
Really?
Yeah.
We can just do this and it works? This is like a real thing?
If you do it regularly, lymphatic drainage will change the way you look so dramatically.
All right. Well, listen, you heard it here. Possibly first. So,
you heard your laugh.
So, Kevin, gua shaing your abs.
Uh huh.
Now, you look so much better. I saw an old picture. It came up on Time Hop of you from like 10 years ago. You, my friend, have glowed up.
Thank you.
I mean, it is true.
It's a lot of work and, you know,
right.
Being broke.
So, he's saying that because he doesn't eat, ladies and gentlemen. But, okay, so, Katie, you always have a gua sha with you, right?
I not always, but I have many, and I have pushed them on other people and gua sha'd them as well.
Do you have one today with you?
Well, we have a problem.
Oh, no, you didn't bring the right one.
No, I couldn't find the body gua sha.
There's a body gua sha?
So we have to use the face one.
That's not going to work.
That's a gua sha?
That's not going to give me no abs, girl.
Why?
That looks like an adult toy.
It's two balls.
It is.
Two balls. I understand, but it'll still push the fluid.
No, it won't.
Because here's what I need you to do. I need you to start.
I'm so mad.
Listen to me. I need you to start rubbing your tummy. Okay.
I rub my tummy all the time.
No, with a gua sha.
Okay, so rubbing your tummy.
You do the gua sha for me.
I'm going to. I need you to open up your lymphatic system.
I give you permission to touch me.
Wait, hold on a second. You're going to gua sha his stomach?
Of course.
Touch me.
All right, Kevin, pop that top.
Do you know how to?
Yes.
All right.
I put up pictures for you.
Okay.
All right.
So
wait, am I facing you or do you want to be
behind me? Katie, grab that other mic.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. So
gua sha me.
What we're going to do is we're going to go from the outside in towards the belly button with a swooping motion. Okay.
And now we are filming this, by the way.
I feel like it needs to be the flat one, no?
Listen, I have a flat
This is
one.
Called. Oh, you do?
I have a flat.
Why didn't we use that one? Okay. One. Wow. I'd rather do the balls.
Okay. We'll
all right,
do the
Kevin,
balls.
Let's see your abs before.
Okay, before. Do you see? Head?
All right, there we go. All right, that's not bad. That is a sleigh. Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay. Slay me. Ooh, why is this so cold?
Oh.
Has this been on your face?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Will this be okay? You're just showing a lot of fat. No. Nice.
Feels so.
No, Kevin.
Joey.
Kevin, I think this is working.
We're going to do one side and not the other side so we can see the difference.
That's messed up. Now I'm just going
to explain what it feels like.
I don't like this. It feels like she's pushing all my fat all the way to the bottom and I'm going to have bigger love handles.
What? No, no, no.
Are you doing this right?
Yes.
Listen, Kevin, I think it's actually working.
You can't Let me see. You're not even looking.
Turn.
Oh, it is.
Whoa.
Turn toward the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
11. One side feels like
yeah, it looks flatter.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It does feel a little.
Well, you gotta pee it out. It'll be fine. Just keep working on it.
All right. So. All right. Now, Kevin's jiggling his belly now. But listen, it's not. No one's gonna come up.
Wait.
And
are you gonna? Can I do the other side?
Hand him his. Yeah. There you go.
Oh my god.
So listen, if you're just joining us and thinking, what the hell is going on? Kevin saw in his algorithm.
I'm doing it way better than you.
Men.
Excuse me.
Men gua shaing, which is a lymphatic roll.
Lymphatic drainage.
Drainage for their abs. And we just tried it here in the studio. Kevin, okay. It worked on one side.
It
Kevin,
worked when I was doing it. You have to go down, not to the side. Go down towards
I'm
your penis.
I'm shaping my abs.
Go towards your penis.
Kevin,
I want to shape my abs more.
Your nipple is rock hard. What is going on?
Well,
okay,
we're quasi.
I don't know what that means, but we've run out of time. Thank God for this.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot is $440 on the game called Are You Smarter Than Katie? We don't know how she does it. Beep, 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 the only thing we can think of is she spends every day studying everything.
That's right.
And your opponent today, sworn enemy, is Holly from Fair Oaks. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
All
I
right.
I never hate somebody named Holly.
That's a good point.
You know?
It's too festive.
And it's just too lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, she's got the power of the roosters behind her from Fair Oaks, so Katie's leaving the studio. Jackpot is $440. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Question one. Val Kilmer passed away at the age of 65. It was sad. The actor, who was a powerhouse at one time, has suffered from cancer over the last 10 years, which was fully on display in his final performance in Top Gun 2. If you haven't seen that scene, it's a really good scene. Which is not a Val Kilmer movie? Batman Forever, Tombstone, or Point Break?
Point Break.
Question two, Kendrick Lamar is going to be starring in a movie from the creators of South Park, but it is being delayed by a year. The film will be a musical about a black guy dating a white girl who discovers that her ancestors enslaved his ancestors. Oh my God. What musical did the South Park guys write that won them the Tony Award for Best Musical?
Oh,
3 seconds. 3, 2.
No idea. Hamilton.
All righty. Question three. Elon Musk's company SpaceX did something they haven't done yet. They sent civilians into space. The billionaire passengers went up and they even conducted some experiments while in low orbit around Earth. We are the third planet from the sun. What is the fifth?
Mercury.
Question four, Luigi Mangione, the guy who allegedly killed the CEO of United Healthcare, is now facing the death penalty. The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, told that to the press, despite it seeming like an extreme punishment to some legal experts. What city did that murder take place in?
New York City.
And question five, there isn't a movie coming out about the Beatles. There's four movies coming out about the Beatles, and the cast was announced yesterday. Barry Keoghan, Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things, Paul Mescal from Gladiator 2, and Harry Dickinson will be the Fab Four. If each one of those movies is 2 hours long, how many total minutes to watch all four movies?
480.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Holly, what are we doing this morning?
On my way to work.
On your way to work. And what do you do?
I work at a school.
What kind of school?
El Camino High School. Go Eagles.
Oh, you knew this was going to happen.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Katie's alma mater. Hey, is that statue to Katie still hanging up in the building?
Of course. She protects it every day.
Okay. Wow. That's great. Good. That's
beautiful. I assume people leave gifts for it.
Yeah, flowers.
Flowers.
Much like you're dead, but you're not.
No, I'm very much alive.
Exactly. I love that. That's great. What subject do you teach?
I work in the office. I work in intervention.
Oh, intervention. Oh, intervention.
I used to TA in the office.
I thought you were going
to
be like, intervened a lot.
No.
All right, Holly, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, here we go.
Okay.
Did you see Val Kilmer died?
I did.
I was sad, and I was shocked at how many listeners, when I posted about it last night, didn't know he was sick, very sick, for a long time. But yeah, no, he died of cancer. He's had it for a while. Which is not a Val Kilmer movie.
Okay.
Batman Forever, Tombstone, or Point Break?
Point Break.
Yeah. Point Break. Tombstone, I think one of his best movies. I'm in my prime.
I never
saw Tombstone?
No, I did. It came out a long time ago, Gavin. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
That's one of those movies you should rewatch. It's really good. Question two. Kendrick Lamar is going to be starring in a movie that is a musical from the creators of South Park. Sounds like a Mad Lib, but it's true.
Yes.
The movie is delayed a year. The subject of the movie is a black guy dating a white girl who discovers that her ancestors enslaved his ancestors.
Oh, no.
What musical did the South Park guys write that won the Tony Award for Best Musical?
Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon is correct. Question three, Elon Musk's company SpaceX sent civilians into space for the first time yesterday.
I thought Jeff Bezos already did that.
Yeah, this is SpaceX.
Oh, it was the first time they did it.
Yes. Okay. The billionaire passengers, they went up and they did some experiments while in low orbit around Earth. We are the third planet from the sun. What is the fifth?
Neptune.
Oh. Neptune's way out there. It's Jupiter. Question four. Luigi Mangione, your boyfriend, he is now facing the death penalty.
I have a big problem with this.
I'll bet you do.
I mean, you kill one guy.
Just one.
And suddenly...
I mean, there is an argument to be made that this is... I mean, we're not legal experts, despite what a lot of people think.
That's true.
But legal experts are saying this punishment does not fit this crime.
There are people that have...
School shooters.
Right.
Haven't faced the death penalty.
People that have killed entire families drunk driving.
I know. It's crazy. It is kind of crazy. What city did that murder take place in?
New York City.
Yeah. And question five. There is not a movie coming out about the Beatles. There are four movies coming out about the Beatles. Each one is going to be about a different member of the Beatles from their perspective. Okay. Seems excessive. But the cast was announced yesterday, and it's going to be Barry Keoghan, who I think you've said is ugly hot. Joseph,
have I
think so.
Which one is he?
He's the ugly hot one.
Joseph.
Oh, no, I do not find him ugly.
What?
I think he was dating Sabrina Carpenter for a long time.
Yeah, I do not find him ugly hot. I find him troubling to look at.
Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things, Paul Mescal from Gladiator 2, and a guy named Harry Dickinson, who I don't know. They're going to be the Fab Four. All right, so if each one of these movies is 2 hours long,
okay,
how many total minutes is all four movies?
240.
Uh-oh. 480.
Huh.
480.
This guy, Barry?
Yeah, I do not find him attractive.
He's really? He's a really good actor. He was in Saltburn.
Yeah, he's a good actor, but I don't like that face.
Yeah, all right. Holly, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You both got three.
Oh.
You both got three, but Katie wins. Katie wins.
Is Mr. Posner still there?
Mike Posner?
He is.
Can you tell him I said hi?
He won't remember.
I will.
He does remember me.
Teachers remember their students sometimes, Kevin.
I'm remembered all the time.
So why wouldn't...
Why wouldn't
Mike Posner remember her?
I don't know.
Oh, you are.
She seemed forgettable.
You're just... Wow.
You're out.
All right, well...
He has a good memory.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. $460. You were on a tear, my friend. Ooh. But Holly, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are.
That's right.
Yes,
Eagles
you
pride.
Are. Fly, Eagle. Go, Birds.
106.5, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Fun Delivered is the name of a company in Florida that basically sells adult surprise eggs. It's undelivered, unopened packages that got lost in the mail, some of them up to a year ago, maybe even longer. And they ended up here in this studio. And boy, when I say that we got a new box of Fun Delivered, I am not kidding. It's the biggest one we've ever gotten. And the reason why, I can't go into too many details, but Katie came up with this phrase, Fun Delivered is about to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As soon as we are given the green light to tell you all about it, we can't wait to tell you all about it. But in the meantime, we're just going to play Fun Delivered right here.
Okay.
All right. So this big box filled with 50, 60 items. Kevin, you want to go first?
I'm down.
All right. There you go. Now, the box is like a third bigger, too. It was real heavy. It barely fit in my car. Barely fit
in my car.
I really
wanted first dibs.
Oh, well,
I can.
No.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, Kevin stopped like a little meerkat when you said that and popped up.
Inconsiderate. Okay, I'm down to.
He's holding three packages.
Kevin.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
I'm done. This one is a square, but it's a twofer.
Oh,
it feels like there's two packages.
Is it
there.
A twofer in, as in they are long and skinny? Oh,
yeah.
Long, skinny boxes. That could be Do it again.
I think I rattled it too
hard. Oh, Kevin might have broken his already.
I'm pissed.
Huh?
You know what? I'm good.
You're going to go. You're not going fabric.
I'm going with this.
Whoa.
Was that the other one I picked?
I think it was, Kevin.
It almost looks exactly like his.
Is it a twofer too?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so Katie picked up
it's
a package.
It's some sort of box. It's a square box.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's
but it mine does not mine does not rattle.
Shake yours for Katie.
It sounds broken, right?
I don't know that it sounds broken. Maybe it's
that is definitely broken.
Maybe it's a bunch of marbles.
Marbles sound differently.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Man.
Gavin.
I want to repick. Oh, you went fabric?
I almost got that one.
It's humongous.
I hope it's a blanket.
This is
the biggest thing. Now, it wasn't the size of this one that made me pick it. I've never seen this sticker. Again, we're playing Fun Delivered. These are all packages that are sent back in the U.S. mail. I've never seen this sticker before. Please inform sender. And there's four options. One, of your complete and correct address. Two, mail should include your apartment number. Three, new street address as required by 911 emergency services.
Oh, God.
None of those are checked, but this one is. Mail should be addressed to your post office box. So does that mean that this had to be signed for?
I don't think so.
So what do we think that means if you had to have something not sent to your residency but to the post office?
That maybe you don't have, maybe you don't receive your mail at your house?
I don't know. It's really big, though. What I have is really big.
And it's squishy.
The size of a throw pillow looks like a throw pillow.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, there's an air bubble inside.
Oh,
so
interesting.
It could be small, could be the size of this thing. We'll find out next on Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music and come back and find out what's inside.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's time for us to play part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. If you've never heard us play Fun Delivered, it's one of the most fun things that we do here on the Wake Up Call. And as we said earlier, we can't give you too many details about it now, but soon we are working on something very big, something we've never done before, where Fun Delivered is going to come to you. But Fun Delivered is packages that got lost in the U.S. mail. And you can buy them up. The company Fun Deliver does that and then sends them to us, and here we are. All right, so we went into the brand new big giant box of Fun Delivered, and we pulled them out. Kevin, would you like to go first?
Yes.
He said it was a twofer. Oh.
Again.
Tell me it's car parts.
What is it's not?
No, it's a chopper for like onions.
Kevin, that's cool.
I don't cook at home.
It's like the size of
I think it's an herb chopper.
Oh, so you're supposed to put it on a cutting board and chop it like that. So you're not, that's just the holder for it.
Kevin, though, that's great.
Is it?
You got two of them?
Yeah.
We got two of them.
And I have a basting.
I'll be honest. I don't know how this thing works. It is.
You press down.
I know that. It is poorly manufactured.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Here. Well,
this is dumb. I'm so mad.
Not only is it poorly made, it stinks.
Wait, does it really?
Smell it.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Ooh. It smells.
That is very toxic.
It's certainly made with toxic plastics.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you guys could have that.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah.
We put it back in the box so the fumes don't make us sick. Yeah.
If I want to poison my family, I want it to be my idea.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well,
it's Fun Delivered on the wake-up call.
Okay, so mine, when I opened it, it's a square black box.
Ooh.
Okay, black box is a good box. Sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what my life is anymore, you guys.
What?
They're collars.
Collars?
But for humans.
What?
No way.
Yes, way.
Like,
is there a ball there too?
There's no ball, one of them has spikes on it.
Shut up. Oh,
Katie,
my God.
That's edgy.
It is. Put it on.
Like a dominatrix.
Yes, like a dominatrix choker.
What does the rest of the outfit look like?
Okay, so there's one that arm bracelet thing that looks like a snake.
Oh.
And then there is more.
This is like a full...
This is the weirdest box ever. Okay, hold on. You ready?
It's like a bunch of sexual S&M.
Oh my gosh, shut up. I love those.
They're fuzzy white glasses, sunglasses, and then another pair of sunglasses.
Okay, I'm starting to think that this is not sexual. I think
this is like fat. Oh, those are cute.
Those actually aren't that bad.
There's another pair of sunglasses in here. I don't know if it's sexual, but it's weird.
It started off sexual, and now it's just gotten funny and weird.
It's very like it feels like what you would wear to a rave.
Yeah, now that you mention it, that is rave stuff.
Yeah, it's all like... But these understand,
those are fire.
These sunglasses have fur around them,
yeah,
and it makes me look like an owl.
It does make you look like an owl. Can you see out of those?
Barely.
Yeah. If you want to see any of this stuff, and you definitely do, text in FUN, FUN, to 916-909-1065. All right, I'm opening mine now. Mine was shaped like a pillow.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
Whatever it is.
I want it.
It's seasonal.
Oh.
It looks like somebody shoved Santa Claus in a bag.
Oh.
It's a stuffed Santa.
What if it's one of those buff Santas where it's like a hug pillow?
That's weird.
What do you look at?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. It is.
What is this?
You're supposed to hug him.
He's not wearing pants.
Yeah, you're supposed to hug him. He's a hug pillow.
Show me his face.
He doesn't have a face.
You're supposed to put him on the shoulder, put his arm around your shoulder.
I think you print up a picture of somebody that you love.
Yeah.
And you put their picture here because this is a sticker.
Yeah.
There's a here pointing to the face.
And it is a Santa Claus with his pants pulled down.
Are there pants and the pants are pulled down?
And you can't.
Are you sure that you're not supposed to just pull the pants up?
Gavin, when you woke up this morning, did you think you'd have to pull Santa's pants up?
There's also like stickers on the hands. No, it goes. I think you stick that to a wall or a chimney.
Like this?
Oh, so it's not.
So it's a decoration. It's not a hug pillow.
I thought it was a hug pillow. It could be.
Nothing about that looks like a hug pillow.
You would know.
I mean, a hug pillow for a small person.
And it's flat. And it's like.
I got to tell you. Seeing a Santa with just a sticker for a face, a white sticker, is disturbing.
Not as disturbing as when you thought you put a picture of somebody you love on it and pull its pants down. Okay.
Boy. You know what? Give me that choke collar. We're going to put it on this Santa and pull his pants down. Oh, my God. All right.
Well, wow.
Fun delivered on the wake-up call. If you want to see it, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
This is the kind of song that you might hear on Random Retro.
Yes.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. with us. This is Jessica Simpson. And as far as I know, this is really her only, like, big hit, right?
I don't think so.
Besides her reality show. It's the only one I could find in our system. We've got a lot of stuff there. But Jessica Simpson is who we're talking about. And she was doing an interview recently, which is also shocking. And she admitted that she is trying to hold on to her vocal cords, try to still sing. And what she is doing is drinking an elixir. And she found out recently that there is an ingredient in that Far East elixir. Here's the clip.
They're like, what are you drinking? Because, you know, it's like, it's this Chinese herb thing. And I'm like, I don't know. And my vocal coach told me to drink it. And they Googled the ingredients and snake sperm.
No, it's not tea?
It's like a honey.
Did you hear it? What it is?
Snake sperm?
Snake sperm.
Ew.
What?
And then hearing it described as like a honey is like, oh God. Oh. Now, I know what you're thinking.
No, I don't think you do.
The wake-up call. Are they going to go down a rabbit hole of who's in charge of extracting that from snakes? No, we're above that.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that because I wasn't sure that we were.
Maybe that's something we save for when we're on stage at Wake Up Call Live.
No.
This is mind-boggling for so many reasons just because of Jessica Simpson. Like...
Okay.
She's still...
Who's trying to listen to her sing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, preserve your vocal cords for who? Your kids? Church? Who?
Right.
Who's asking you to sing?
I'm Googling. Hold on. Because it's my understanding that Jessica Simpson is now a fashion mogul.
Right. Whenever I'm at DSW, there's the rack of Jessica Simpson sunglasses.
And I'm not going to lie, her shoes are fire. Mm. Jessica Simpson's shoes are generally great.
And she's not being paid by Jess to say this.
No. Although I'll take your money.
Right.
And
your snake sperm.
No, you can keep that. She, like, I'm pretty sure because of her fashion line, she is worth... so much
money. I think I read that too. Kevin, can you look up to her net worth?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just hang up the singing. if the only way to keep us there is through this.
Right. Kevin, what's her net worth?
Well, since January 14th, it says 200 million.
That's not snake sperm worthy.
No, it is not.
Somebody just texted in to 916-909-1065. Jessica Simpson just dropped a new album. Well, how about
dropped
that?
Dropped it on who?
What?
Right. Do you mean she physically dropped an album?
Right.
Because, and you know what? Follow-up question. Whoever texted that, did you listen to it?
No, because nobody did.
I don't think she dropped an album.
You don't?
Nope. I can't find it.
Okay. Well... even if she did, the world doesn't need her voice.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
I was trying to look her up on Spotify, and my phone had other ideas.
Okay. The world doesn't need her voice to be so pristine that she needs to put herself through this. So I am saying to her, from all of us.
We're friends here.
We're friends. Baby girl, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, think about what you're saying.
Think about what you're saying.
You said a consistency of honey.
You know who I could see doing this? Brittany.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is some Britney Spears energy.
And you know what? If that was the case, I think a lot of people would be like, yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
Preserve it, Brit.
I don't know that I'd feel that way, but I'd be like, well, add it to the list.
Right.
I mean, at least she's not dancing with knives again.
Not anymore. Yeah. Know? But like, she's had multiple hits.
Right.
She was a mega pop star.
Right.
Jessica Simpson was more remembered as being a reality star than a pop star.
I think the other thing is Britney is mega cuckoo birds.
Well, yeah.
And we kind of thought Jess was doing okay.
I didn't think about Jess. Ever.
Well, guess what? She wasn't thinking about you either.
Right. The only time I thought about Jess was when I was in line at DSW and I saw that rack of sunglasses.
Right.
And I go, huh?
Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah. So anyway, always read the ingredients before you put it in your body.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie, is it this weekend?
Yep.
Katie, this weekend is going to be at the Lodi Wine Festival. When and what time? What day?
So it goes from 1 to 5.
Yep. The festival, the whole festival.
The whole festival, yeah. I'll be rolling in probably around like 3-ish.
Okay.
You can go to grapefestival.com to get tickets. And this is amazing because once you get a ticket,
yeah,
you get unlimited wine tastings from up to 40 wineries.
Uh-oh.
Right. Right. And now they do have free parking. I will not be driving.
Right.
I will not be going with anybody that is driving.
Mm-hmm.
We will be taking an Uber no matter how much it costs.
Okay.
Because I am going to enjoy myself.
Okay. All right.
So please come out, hang out.
And the website again was what?
Grapefestival.com.
Grapefestival.com.
Yeah.
Okay. That is grape, like the fruit.
Yeah, like wine.
I'm just making sure that
okay.
Nobody went to Great Festival.
Oh, I see.
And what if you do, what is on there? It's a place where you can buy domains. So that's great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
But if you go to grapefestival.com, you can get tickets.
We could buy greatfestival.com, G-R-E-A-T.
Okay.
Greatfestival.com
right now. I feel
like
you are really muddying up the works here.
Well, go grape. Wine comes from grapes.
Okay.
That's how you can remember the Lodi
remember
Wine
that
Festival.
One. Right.
I've moved on because I'm thinking big. I think beyond, I'm in the stratosphere, baby. Okay. If we owned grapefestival.com,
yeah.
We could make the world as our oyster.
Really? Because it seems like nobody's ever needed it.
This is how Fire Festival was created.
That is true. And look how well that went.
Somebody said, what if we spelled fire with a Y? And they go, oh my God,
oh my
Ja
God.
Rule.
Nobody's ever done that. It must mean that it's going to be great.
Right.
Festival.com.
See? I'm glad you're on board. I'm going to buy this domain right now and all our dreams are going to come true.
I love the idea that you think you know how to buy a domain.
Well, there's just a thing that says buy now. I could just click on that.
Yeah, but then what do?
It goes to the cloud.
You got it. Yeah.
You don't know I'm wrong.
I don't know you're right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We were talking about this morning during Are You Smarter Than Katie? Val Kilmer died.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer, a lot of people didn't know this, but Val Kilmer was very sick for a very long time. There's a great documentary, which I'm sure is going to be out now. It's just called Val, V-A-L. Heartbreaking and so good. Yeah, I mean, you want to feel A, great about your own life, and B, have like a will to live. You watch that documentary, Val, because it chronicles his career.
Okay.
But then the whole second half is all about him getting diagnosed and then living with the cancer that he had, which, I mean, deformed his face, took his voice away.
Yeah.
Like, it was really...
Do you know what kind of cancer he had?
I believe it was mouth cancer.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh.
Or jaw cancer, something like that. Oh, it was my. Really, it was really bad. And it's a very good movie. But I was looking over, like, Val Kilmer's just movies that he's done. And everybody knows him from, like, Top Gun and Tombstone. Those are his big ones. I forgot about so many other good movies he was in. Do you remember Willow?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't like Willow.
You didn't like Willow?
No, something about it scared me.
Oh.
Was it?
It wasn't the little people.
Okay.
It was that they put a baby in a basket and sent it down the river.
You didn't like that? It was at the very beginning of the movie.
And that That shook me to my core, and I never got over it.
There's some pretty scary stuff in there, but I remember Willow was one of those movies that, like, I was obsessed with when I was a kid. And he was, like, this character named Mad Mardigan, and he was so good and so charismatic in that.
I don't remember him being in it.
Well, you didn't make it past the baby in the basket.
No.
That's at the very beginning of the movie.
Dada.
Did you ever see The Doors, where he played Jim Morrison?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So good in that.
Yeah.
He was in, like I said, Tombstone, Batman Forever, not the best.
Yeah.
That was the one with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's right.
But Heat, oh my God.
I don't know that one.
Heat was Robert De Niro.
Okay.
And Al Pacino.
Okay.
In a movie about crime. And it's spectacular. Like, I beg people to watch the movie.
So how old was Val Kilmer?
65.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, only 65. And he was sick for about 10 years.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, if anybody saw the second Top Gun movie, he's in the second Top Gun movie. He, like, plays, was it Goose? I forget what his character is, but he plays the same character from the first one, but he has cancer. The character has cancer.
Okay.
And can't speak.
Oh.
So, like, you know, he tries his best to talk to Tom Cruise in that scene.
God.
But I believe they had to put subtitles up so you can understand. But Tom Cruise breaks down during that scene, cries during that scene.
Yeah.
All of that was real because he was watching how much Val Kilmer was struggling trying to get through
the scene. I don't know how I would feel about that if I was Val Kilmer.
Which part of it?
Like, that my existence and just the way my life ended up is so tragic to other people, especially when I'm here, like, trying to still do it, trying to still be involved in this, what was completely iconic. Mm-hmm. I understand why Tom Cruise did that, but if I were Val Kilmer, if I were Tom Cruise, I would have tried really, really hard not to treat him to his face like he's a tragedy.
Yeah, it's interesting. You should watch the scene. I don't remember it playing out like that, but it makes me want to rewatch that scene. Rewatch a lot of these movies. Like when Gene Hackman died, I spent the whole rest of that day. I watched two Gene Hackman movies, and then that weekend I watched two or three more. And I'll do the same thing with Val Kilmer. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Oh, God, you'd love it. With Robert Downey Jr., it's hysterical.
Okay.
It's hysterical. So anyway, RIP Val Kilmer.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is the day after April Fool's Day. So, you know, now we're all kind of taking inventory of how our April Fools went and stuff like that. And here, some of the companies that tried to make it work, that pulled some pranks on us, Hidden Valley Ranch, launched their soda. They had hit.
Funny.
Yeah, ranch flavored soda. That was an April Fool's Day. Yahoo's Touch Grass keyboard. They posted a video of a keyboard with grass growing out of it so that you could touch grass while still being on the internet.
Okay.
Obvious April Fool's joke. Mood matching lingerie from a company called Journal. Bras and panties that changed color like a mood ring.
Oh.
April Fool's prank. But, you know, Raising Cane's had Cardi B involved in one.
Oh, that's fun.
And the Raising Cane's skin moisturizer that smelled like chicken. And they even had Cardi B endorsing it.
That's great.
Yeah, April Fool's prank. Kevin fell for one this morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it was from a whale watching company, I think, out of Monterey.
Is that what it was, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mad.
Tell everybody
what... They said it was a rare seahorse that is only found on the east side of the world, near Asia, and it finally made its way over here, and they caught a glimpse of it, and it was literally a seahorse, like, all the way out of the water.
Much like a whale would do.
It looked very believable, okay?
Gavin said immediately that it didn't.
Gavin's a skeptical.
Gavin is a skeptical.
He's like, Bigfoot isn't real.
No, I love Bigfoot. Is real.
But you got to keep a skeptical eye out so that you can believe
it. It even had the water drops at the bottom.
It did.
Nobody can just do that.
But you also said that it was like a giant seahorse or something. But here's the problem. And this is the only thing I'll say in your defense. You saw it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram's going to do that to us all day.
I hate it.
Don't you got to go, but for the next 2 days, make sure if you see something that seems like it's a little nutty,
okay,
go back and look at when it was posted.
Okay.
Because I go, when was that posted, Kevin?
21 hours ago.
He was like, 21 hours ago. I go, that was an April Fool's prank.
So mad. They did it at the last hour.
That would be really cute to see a seahorse jumping out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
They don't jump out waters.
We know.
I know that. I'm saying it would be cute.
I just Googled, so I'm telling you the fact.
Okay.
If it did happen, she's saying. And I agree.
Well, whales don't even jump up like that. I paid for a whale watching once, and guess what? They don't give refunds if you don't see whales.
Katie saw them.
Yeah, big time.
They said, and I quote, "This is the spot where all the whales come."
Depends on what time of year you go. But when I went, man, those orcas couldn't leave us alone.
Oh, they were orcas?
They were trying to kill
Well,
you
in
then.
Mexico, I saw orcas in like the Santa Cruz area.
Okay.
And then in Mexico, I saw a bunch of humpback whales.
And did any of them breach, jump out of the water?
No, the coolest thing I saw was one kind of turn on its side and its fin slapped the water and its fin was as big as me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not that big, though.
Thank you. Good job.
Kevin, so you just have bad whale luck.
Oh, I hate it.
Which is what we've always said about you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When we were in Santa Cruz, one of them... sorry.
I'm so mad.
humpback kind of came out of the water.
Its
body and then its tail, and it stunk.
Really?
Yeah, it was close enough.
Because it has all those barnacles on it. Mm-hmm.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you remember what time of year that was?
I want to say like October's like one of the best.
Okay.
Like October to March or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would love to do that one day. But yeah, no seahorses. And make sure if you see something that seems too good to be true, check that date before you go show it to other people. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.